Hello, is this on? I believe it is on. I try and use this quite often, frequently at matches, and it never works due to the Emirates' remarkable lack of O2 coverage when you consider that O2 is a sponsor. Anyway, welcome. It is Wednesday. It's Champions League evening. The squad for our game with Olympiacos has been announced. It contains apparently around 10 teenagers. It's as follows: Fabianski, Manone, Tom Cruise is in the squad, hence a number of hilariously bad headlines. Kyle Bartley, the reserves captain, centre half. Kerry Gilbert, Luke Ayling, who's a young fullback, I believe. Mikel Silvestre, Craig Eastmond, Alex Song, Aaron Ramsey, Fran Merida, Francois Coquelin, J. Emmanuel Thomas, Gilles Sunu, Jack Wilshere, Carlos Vela, and Theo Walcott. So a few more experienced players in there: Song, Ramsey, Walcott, Vela. I suppose in some ways Wilshere's starting to qualify. Some really young players in there, some who might make their debuts tonight, the likes of Cruz, the likes of Bartley, both tipped to start. So it could make for an interesting game. A lot of talk at yesterday's press conference about Jack Wilshere and Mikel Silvestre saying he can't keep up with him in training. Probably the least surprising thing I've ever heard. He can't keep up with anyone, let alone someone with Wilshere's talent. Arsene Wenger saying that Jack Wilshere might be available on loan to go to another Premier League side in January, which I found surprising, really. If you look at the players who've gone out on loan in the past, not that many of them have come back. Alex Song went to Charlton and came back an improved, much improved player. But that is the exception rather than the rule. From my opinion, if Wilshere's good enough to play in the Premiership now, then it ought to be for us at a time when we are missing a lot of players who are eligible to play in our front three. He is someone who I would like to retain in the squad. We were linked yesterday with bringing in a world-class striker, but not to play as a coach. That was Dennis Bergkamp. However, Arsene Wenger said in his press conference that Bergkamp has not been approached to come and coach at Arsenal, but maybe in the future, should we be taking anyone on. Of course, Bergkamp's problem that he cannot be a manager because of his fear of flying. Wouldn't be able to travel to all the games, so the role that he could play in a club would always be limited to the training ground rather than the dugout itself. Another link with the striker, quite an odd one, this: Roman Pavlyuchenko, Spurs' fourth choice forward, was linked with a move. I think largely on the basis of him being Russian and us already having a well-known Russian player, though I don't know if you remember when Andreas Shavin signed for the club, he actually said of Roman Pavlyuchenko, he's no friend of mine. So I think it's an unlikely one from that perspective. I think he's a physical forward, but the people would be most pleased if we bought him would probably be Spurs fans, I have to say. He's not acclimatised hugely well there. It's a bit of a Sergei Rebrov case. And I cannot see him playing for Arsenal anytime soon. So finally today, tonight's game, bit of a Carling Cup vibe to it. But I think it's going to be hopefully entertaining. You know, you never know when you throw a side together how they're going to gel. But we've seen in the Carling Cup before that it can work and it can make for an exciting match in what would otherwise be a meaningless dead rubber game. There's an opportunity for the likes of Cruz, the likes of Bartley, to be honest, the likes of Vela and Walcott, who really need to start performing and hitting some form to make a bit of a statement tonight and, you know, challenge for places in the first team. They are available at the moment, especially in the attacking areas. Have a good day and enjoy the game. I'll be tweeting it, I should hope, throughout. Cheers. Bye.